Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Joel Burks, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Of course, some of you might know me, some of you might not. I'm the student minister here at Mountain Brook Baptist. My wife, Sarah, and I have been going here for, almost 7 or 8 years now. It's pretty crazy to think about, but through that time, we've grown so much. I started off as the minister of music, and now I've transitioned into being student minister. We also have a little student of our own, six-month Maggie. She was born back in April, and so excited to celebrate this Christmas season with her. I know some of you might think this, some of you might not, but giving gifts for me is one of my favorite things rather than receiving. So I'm excited to have someone to give gifts to, other than Sarah, of course. So we're going to be reading today from the Advent Devotional Guide as we're journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways that light breaks through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today, of course, is Thursday, December the 12th, and I'm going to be reading from Psalm 27 in the New International Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Thanks for listening along as I read from Psalm 27. We're now going to read from my devotional, which is entitled, The Lord is My Light and My Salvation. When I was younger, I would often find myself sleepwalking around the house, and aside from one instance where I found myself outside, these spells were relatively harmless. Most of my sleepwalking materialized because of a spark of fear. Sometimes I would have a nightmare where I was sure that a monster was out to get me and right on my heels. I would throw myself out of bed, dash down the hall, and run straight into my parents' bedroom. With my heart pounding and a sideways look from my dad, my fears subsided and I would briskly walk back to my room. This feeling of relief from fear is something the psalmist feels in Psalm 27. He is obviously in distress. A brief reading of David's life reveals that he was very familiar with hairy and disastrous situations. One commentator says, as with many of David's psalms, it is impossible to confidently state which period of his life it comes from. It speaks of trouble from enemies, adversaries, false witnesses, and violent men, but this was true of many periods of David's life. David obviously believed that God was a sturdy, trustworthy and strong refuge in times of trouble, someone who not only protected him, but also dissolved the very fear within him. Over this past summer, the youth studied the book of Judges. The book of Judges helps us to see that while other things seem to be able to save us, only one person can truly save us. The judges in the land were usually able to deliver the Israelites from their oppressors, but only for a period. Only God can truly save us. Only God can bring total relief from our fears. Miraculously, every time I made it to my parents' bedroom, the apparition that was chasing me would fade away and I would be left standing there staring at the long hallway behind me. Something about being close to my father and mother gave me comfort. My parents drove the evil things from my mind. In the same way that I sought to be near my parents, we should seek to be near to God. His presence has a way of ceasing our fears like nothing else. Yet God does not need us to come all the way to him. The Christmas season is a time when we celebrate how God left the glory of heaven to join us here on earth. God brought the true light and our true salvation to us. God longs to be near to us. He longs to bring our fears to an end. When we are near the Lord, we then get to carry his presence to others who might be fearful. We get to participate in God's work. In the words of the psalmist, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for this season when you remind us that you came to be near us. Father, for all the ways that we are fearful, we ask that you chase that from our minds, that you give us confidence that you reign above it all. Thank you for Jesus, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.